The best-looking man in the River Oaks Barnes & Noble had his hand on my thigh, and with the weight of hundreds of eyes on us, I snaked my hand under the table, laced our fingers, and slid mine up and down the length of his, enjoying the contrast of rough against soft. My index finger bumped into the warm band on his ring finger, and I let it stay there, worrying it in semicircles, first one way and then the other. A Barbie doll lookalike in form-fitting hot pink strutted into the spot vacated moments before by a tittering 50-something woman. The bleach blonde brandished a plastic glass of champagne in one hand and held out a copy of our book, My Pace or Yours, Triathlon Training for Couples, in the other. Without letting go of my leg, Adrian took it from her and opened it to the title page, where a yellow sticky bore her name. "Hi, Rhonda. I'm Adrian. And this is my wife, co-author and editor, Michelle." He scribbled his signature and scooted the book over to me. "I know that, silly," her little girl drawl burrowed under my skin like a chigger. I released Adrian's fingers to sign, then held the book back out to the woman. "Hello, Rhonda. Nice to meet you."
"I loved your talk, Adrian," she said, ignoring me.
I bristled. We had opened that night with a reading and Q&A. The book gets a little steamy at times, which is easier to write than to read aloud, so Adrian read those parts.
"It's wonderful to see you again."
He studied her, eyes narrowed a fraction. "Thanks. Have we met?" Maybe he didn't remember her, but I was sure I had seen her recently. She didn't exactly blend in here with Khaled Husseini on her left and John Irving on her right. I set the book on the table and fought the urge to chew a fingernail. I was well trained by my mother, the one woman in Texas who could give Ms. Manners a run for her money, and Southern women do not bite their nails. A slim man with a strained, too cheerful smile stepped forward. He held up $3,500 worth of Minolta. "Miss, around here for your photo." Rhonda swooped around the edge of the table and leaned over Adrian with her hand on the back of his neck, gripping the slice of shoulder that showed above his round-necked shirt. The photographer held up his hand. "Look this way, please." Adrian and I dutifully swung our faces in his direction and smiled. The flash blinded me for a few seconds, but as my vision cleared, I got an eyeful of expensive cleavage. Rhonda Dale remained draped over my husband. She dropped her voice, but I was 6 inches from Adrian and could hear her and smell her. I live with a teenage girl, and I'd recognize Urban Outfitters' roll-on skank perfume anywhere.
"Of course we met, Adrian, and I'll never forget it."
Where hot pink was before, I now saw red. Time to assert matrimonial authority. "Rhonda," she glanced at me, barely, and her mouth tightened. I inclined my head toward the double door exit and smiled as big as I could. Rhonda released Adrian's shoulder, leaving crimson fingerprints behind, and took one step back. She bit her lip. She ran her fingers through one side of her bleached hair. She shifted her weight, cocked her right hip, and reached into the white pleather bag slung over her shoulder. I tensed. This woman tripped my switch.
"You'll be wanting this, Adrian."
She flipped a pink business card onto the table. If Adrian were a rock star, she'd have thrown her panties and bra instead. The card sucked less. A little, anyway. She turned and walked, hips slinging and champagne sloshing, toward the ubiquitous Barnes & Noble Cafe and the aroma of Starbucks coffee. I could hear her heels clicking across the floor even after she disappeared from view. Adrian turned to me and shrugged his eyebrows. I drew mine together in return. "What just happened here?"
"No comprendo." He drew circles with an index finger beside his temple. "La señorita está loca en la cabeza."
He took a sip of his Kona coffee, cup number 6 of the day, no doubt, a nod to his quest for the triathlon world championships in Hawaii. My eyebrows lifted. Was that even Spanish? I reached for his hand under the dark green tablecloth again and squeezed hard enough to do minor damage.